Listen, mate, if you're going to tell me when I've worked on a show for 6 years that we have edited something...
Well, if you'd let me...
...and it has not been edited, I'd like to know who told you that.
G'day, folks. It's our first podcast for 2007.
Hurrah!
On today's show...
No one's going to matter that a turkey slapped someone.
Well, what about the breasts? I mean...
Well, there were some pretty fug people in my group.
What would Jesus do if he was on Big Brother? It's basically just garbage. except Big Brother.
So, over the Big Brother break, there hasn't been all that much news, although we do have some items to cover. First off, the rumour about these new producers. We both switch off from Big Brother World when Big Brother finishes, so I have no idea what this new producer's junk is.
It's not actually news yet, it's just a rumour that's been going around. Apparently it originated on a news.com.au story, but I haven't been able to find it.
Well, but we love Chris Noble. Why wouldn't we want to keep him for another season? I mean, gosh.
Things like this... The rumours always go around every season, and it always ends up just being a crock.
Yeah, I don't think Chris Noble is going anywhere.
Unless it's something like personal or family issues or something.
That's why we lost Peter Abbott, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think... Does he even have family? Yeah, no, I think that the show needs new producers as well. It needs some new... It's a new year once again, and we just need something else. We don't... Why can't they just change producers every year, get someone else's take... On the show, we don't need the same bloke's ideas every single year.
Well, they're not really his ideas, though, from...
The UK.
The UK. But, like, people have been talking on the forums, with Big Brother Australia, it seems to be every 2 years, it gets a slight refresher. In 2003, it was very different. 2005, very different again. Everyone's hoping that 2007 is another refresher, and we get, say, like, a new theme, the house has changed quite considerably... And new things come into play. I don't want Friday Night Live again.
Yeah, well, they did get... not last year, but the year before. They had that idiot show with Tim Ferguson.
The thing is, Friday Night Live rated pretty well.
Who watches it?
Don't ask me why. It rated okay, and then there was that whole spin-off. And Channel 10 just... Well, as with any of the commercial stations, they try and grab these, quote, celebrities... to be faces of the channel, and Ryan and Bree and Mike Goldman, time to go.
The first giant rant for the season is this Starburst faux shizzle, I don't even know what to call it, shit, perhaps. basically, I skimmed through the thread. Once I saw the beginning of it, I just didn't want to read it anymore, but the idea is that you eat Starburst, and then you find a token or a ticket, and then you skip into the audition process to become a housemate. And at the end of it, all these tickets and tokens in Starburst thingies and the housemates that get picked, one person gets to go into the house. This is just screaming Big Brother UK last year.
I know we bring Big Brother UK up a lot on the site and on the podcast, but it just keeps happening. This idea was stolen directly from last year's Big Brother UK.
For those who didn't watch, and I think almost everyone who follows Big Brother would know, they put golden tickets into... Kit Kat bars, and one housemate went in. The concept is exactly the same.
They've only tweaked it slightly for Australia, but they've made it worse. Surprise, surprise. Instead of the housemates... What happened in the UK was the housemates randomly chose a number. Whoever had the golden ticket with that number went into the house straight away, live on TV. In Australia... The producers clamp down yet again. Whoever gets the winning golden ticket goes into a yet another audition process. So they're not immediately into the house. They have to be screened again and again by the producers. So basically, I mean, it's no different to if you went to auditions. You have the same chance of getting into the house as if you went to auditions, which is basically nil. Don't buy Starburst. I don't know.
Sell your ticket on eBay. The woman who did... end up going to the Big Brother UK house, bought hers for like £4,000 or something, wasn't it?
Mm.
Just sell it on eBay. Sell it to some crackpot. They'll buy it. Don't even waste your chances. Don't waste your time. Recently, we got a very exciting voicemail from the one and only Gretel Colleen.
It was kind of bizarre. She was she actually called into the lines and told us what she was doing over the break, because obviously she doesn't really have that much work when Big Brother's not on. So, I guess let's take a listen.
Let's play it.
I'll get you,
my pretty, and your little dog too.
We did actually get our first Big Brother ad on Sunday night.
It wasn't really ad, it's more of one of those little teasers, like the birds flying across the screen.
Yeah, it's kind of got me wondering, because remember the birds last year really had nothing to do with the show at all.
Nothing at all to do with the show. And they've actually started reusing that audio. You know, the like the piano music? It's actually on the Channel 10 ad at the moment for some, I think it's carpet company or something like that. I'll cap it and put it up. But it'll have the exact same tune. Every time I hear it, I look to the TV. But anyway, the ads were during Kool-Aid, and they're just little 2 or 3 second ones that say, I think they start with Big Brother 7, and then it goes Big Brother 10, 7. And it's got, like, colourful thingies. I'm not sure.
Thingies,
spots. It didn't really excite me all that much.
All Channel 10 ads are the same, though. It's just somebody whips out paint on their computer and types in Big Brother 7.
In the same font.
With a different colour background each time. I mean, come on.
And this time they've learned how to use the spray can tool. So does some splotching. I'm hoping that these ads are the ones that build on over as time progresses. So we start with this little ad and then it gets longer and longer and actually has some relevance to the show. Other than, like we just said, the birds, who had absolutely no relevance at all.
Well, text on a colour background with spray paint tool has no relevance to a show anyway. I mean, couldn't they...
Maybe the house is going to be colourful.
Maybe they could film some of the demolition of the house or, like, really short clips of the renovation just to get people into the house. It doesn't cost that much to go out and, like, just take a camera and film renovations and then just splice it in with your spray paint tool.
Vid and Vibes, Big Brother 2007 producers.
No.
Yeah, well, they're just going... It's the same thing. Maybe they're going to do the exact same thing that they did last year. They've started off with the same ads, or the same concept of ads. Perhaps we shouldn't be so down about the show before it's even started.
Oh, we have to be. It's just us.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, so over the break, Ashley and John from last year's season got called rapists. Pretty much.
Didn't they get called rapists when it all first started?
No,
that was sexually something.
I've got the story from news.com.au. Came out about the end of January. Two men were kicked off Australian reality TV show Big Brother for turkey slapping a woman, say they have received death threats and have been called rapists on the street. John says, "It ruined my life," Cox told Zoo Weekly magazine. "I was branded a rapist on national TV. The hardest part was having no support from anyone. The producers tried to bribe us by saying we might be able to go to the final." Pretty rough.
The actual interview appeared in Zoo, like, middle of January, long time before this article, and it was basically Turkey Slappers reunited, and it was a double-page spread on John and Ash, and just idiot Zoo-like questions. Would you turkey slap again? How has it affected you? Apparently, they're both out of jobs, I think, and they're...
Doesn't John work for Zoo? I see him in there all the time.
Maybe that's the only money he can get. Oh, I think Ash isn't even a labourer anymore. Oh, he's had to remortgage his house and his car... Even though I'm pretty sure on the show he said he owned his car and the house. So I don't see how he would be out of money. He was a labourer or a brickie or something. There's always work for brickies. Who cares if you, like, no one's going to matter that a turkey slaps someone.
Yeah, who cares if you're a rapist, if you can labour it.
But it wasn't rape, I'm sorry. That is a completely different ball game that we won't even go into. Last year sometime, I can't even remember when they were, I trotted along to the auditions with a couple of my friends. Here in Perth. It was interesting, to say the least. We lined up. We got there. I think they started opened at 8, the gates or something. We got there about 8:30 because I had car troubles. We all lined up. We all had to leave any sharp metal objects at the door with these higher security guard.
Or bombs.
Firm. Yeah, bombs, nuclear weapons. So we left them at the door. We signed. We got given a one-page application form that basically had your details like name, age, sexuality, home address, phone number, etc. And the back was a big statement saying how if you get any further than walking past these gates, you can't say anything to anyone, etc., etc., etc. We own you. So we all lined up. Then we got the groups. The big, huge line got split into 3 groups, and we waited there. I think there was 10 of us or 20 of us. Each group would go forward and get a number badge, and the group of 20 would go hang around with each producer. And then you'd do things like theatre sports. We got asked build a cake or build a bowl of spaghetti and things like that. Just I think they just watch to see how you... It's not really about who you are. It's about how you communicate with others. They don't really care what you have to say. They just care how... Like, while someone was telling a story, we had to tell jokes. They wouldn't look at the person who was telling a joke. They'd look at everyone else and see what they were doing, if they were listening or if they were twiddling their thumbs or didn't care or were more interested in showing their breasts, etc.
Well, what about the breasts? I mean...
Well, there were some pretty fug people in my group, so there wasn't that much breasts.
Was it all tits and ass and beefcake they got through?
In my group, the producer only supposed to put two or three through from each group of 20 or 10 or however many it was. In my group, they put through five, and one of them was a bald 30-something woman who was just completely over the top. She made me want to kill myself just listening to her. Then one of them was rather pretty, but she obviously had brains. She wasn't just a bimbo. And the rest were just your average run-of-the-mill guys. One of them told a funny joke. After that, you got told to leave, and if you had friends or whatever, they wouldn't tell you if they'd gone through or anything. They basically just tell you they have to wait for your car and go home. Try again next year. One of my friends got further. After that, if you get through, you go forward into a containment area, and I think they made him and the people who went through sit there in silence for an hour. They weren't allowed to talk to each other. Like, they'd actually be asked to leave if they talked to each other. They had to sit there and not say anything and not do anything. They weren't allowed to stand. They had to just sit down. And after that hour...
That'll be because I'm guessing there's a lot of time in the house where you just sit and do nothing.
Yeah, that's what they said it was for, because a lot of people asked and said, I can't do this. And a couple of people left, I think, as well. They gave more personal details, email addresses, phone numbers, contact details, and then they told you to leave. And you'd get an email within a couple of days about going to the website and doing this online quiz. All up, I think it was there for 6 hours or something, because it took forever to go through, and we had to wait outside for him for that long.
And now, well, he got through to some of the final stages, but it turns out they came over to Perth on one day and said, look, come and meet
with us. Last Friday, apparently.
And he had work.
And apparently they didn't want to reschedule it because they were only here for the one day in Perth. Maybe there's only a few people in Perth. It wouldn't surprise me. And they didn't want to reschedule, and they couldn't do it over the phone because they wanted to video it.
So basically, they told him to fuck off.
Yeah, try again next year. Interestingly enough, we have the questions from...
Wait. Before we get to that, there was another thing that happened on auditions. Vid got filmed for Channel 10 News. Out of all the people that went to auditions, it had to be Vid.
It was because I was wearing a white shirt. The guy needed to, like, stabilize his camera lighting or whatever, and I had a white shirt. So he turned around, shined his light on my back, and then the reporter asked me to turn around and spoke to me. I sound like an absolute tool. I was a bit frazzled. I'd been waiting since 8:30, and this was, like, 10 o'clock in the morning. So that's my excuse. Don't judge.
His soundbite.
Housemates, with more than 800 Perth hopefuls flocking to Claremont Showgrounds today for a series of auditions with a difference.
It's that time of year again as the search continues across the country. It was Perth's turn for a shot at Big Brother fame.
Just be me. Tell them what they want to know.
So that's some...
Me sounding like a twat.
Pretty good. Pretty good advice there for auditionees. Tell them what they want to know.
I meant they're going to ask me questions and I'm going to tell them the truth. Anyway.
What did they want to know?
I didn't get that far. They didn't ask me questions. It was all group things. It was all group games and seeing how you communicate with others, telling jokes. Some of them were those drinking games, like I Never. We played that one. Like... The producer says something, and then if you have done it, you stand up. If you haven't, you stay sitting down. And there are all questions like, have you ever had a threesome? Have you ever cheated? Have you ever been caught masturbating? So...
Boring.
Yeah. Sex-crazed producers. But the interesting bit is these questions that you got asked in the second round, I guess you could call it, third round. When you went online, you logged in, and after you submitted this huge, huge, huge quiz, they got back to you within about a week or two. Such questions... on this thing include, how do you feel about people watching you 24 hours a day? How do you feel about being naked in front of Australia?
And that one had on the end of the question, in intimate situations, and you had to give, like, what, 200 words
200
or more?
A short essay format, I think it said as well. What do your friends think about it? What does your family think? Are your family supportive?
Wait, judging from previous housemates, I doubt they have the brain capacity to write short essays. I mean, most of them are university students, but it's like, what, in what, communications? And
you had to give contact details for three of your closest friends. You had to give details of your family, even if you didn't talk to them.
Yeah, but didn't you have to give permission for them to basically go out and interview whoever they like?
Yeah, the contact details you gave, there's a little clause that says the producers can contact them and speak to them about anything they want, really. And there's about 6 pages of confidentiality agreements. All up, it basically says we own you.
Okay, enough about auditions and this year. Let's talk about the break. Housemate sightings.
Housemate sightings. Fun. Tim and I took a trip to Sydney in January, and when we were coming back, we saw our good friend Saxon with some bum buddy of his catching a flight. Where was he? Like Virgin Terminal 2? Something like that.
The Virgin Terminal.
He was racing around.
We tried to follow him, but then we gave up. We couldn't be bothered.
We wanted Starbucks and McDonald's, really. So we couldn't really be bothered chasing him, but we did see him at the airport, so he's still floating around Sydney somewhere. Wait, is he even from Sydney? Who knows? He's floating around. We saw Crystal about 30 times, cover of Zoo, issue 1.
Zoo, issue 1.
Issue 2.
Zoo, issue 2.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Which she has a regular column in there now, in case you're not a Zoo reader. And it's all sex talk.
And if they can't find anyone to fill the front page, they just plaster her on top of it with a coconut, banana, palm tree.
Random pieces of sexual-looking fruit. And she's appeared in FHM a couple times as well. They're basically the same company, Zoo and FHM. I've had a few housemate sightings of my own. Just after Big Brother finished last year, I saw Katie at Garden City Shopping Centre here in Perth. She was having lunch with a family member or something, I don't know. But what really got me was, she's so small. She's really, really short and has a really fragile frame. And that's it. That's basically what I got out of that sighting.
And Jamie would abolish her.
Abolish?
I don't know the word. They're not together anymore anyway. Although that's old news. Apparently they broke up.
And no one particularly cares anymore. Yeah. I mean,
I don't think anyone cared during the show either.
Who else have I seen? I saw Johnny from Big Brother 1. He now works as an AV guy in, I forget the actual company, but it's basically one of those companies that goes around and gives get-rich-quick seminars. So I'm glad to see he's doing something good with his life. And he was off to London or something. I don't know.
Rob lives in Sydney now, I know that much. He just does that hot dogs up late show.
Didn't that get cancelled?
Did it? Thank God.
That's what I heard. I know, because Rob went and hosted the show for quite a while with hot dogs. And it looked quite funny because hot dogs were sort of like, get off my turf, almost. But as far as I've heard, it's been cancelled now.
Oh, what a shame that is. For those of you in WA, if you live around the Rockingham area, just go and hang out at Liquids because Ash is always there, along with Katie. She's been seen there many times, off her face, usually. So that's their area. They live down south, don't they?
Oh, Saxon does motivational talks for
recovering after sex with Gretel.
No, it's not even Saxon. Who am I thinking of? The other blonde one from Big Brother 3. Wesley.
Wesley. Oh, private school boy.
See, that's a bit disturbing when they all blur into one person. Anyway, Wesley does motivational talks for students in years 10 to 12. Sort of basically get out there, study hard, go to uni or TAFE or get an apprenticeship, do something with your life.
Don't go on Big Brother.
Don't go on Big Brother. And
do you think they'd actually say, this is Wesley from Big Brother 3?
Oh, yeah, because they gave out all the... from what I saw, they gave out all this promotional stuff with Channel 10's logo blasted all over it, because he's also on Totally Wild as a host. I don't know who exactly, but Big Brother contestants pop up on Totally Wild all the time.
Is What's-Her-Name still on it? The one from last year who liked the animals? Claire was her name? See, we've already forgotten. Claire, she was on Totally Wild or something, isn't she? She's got a website, Claire Nature Woman, Claire Dr. Trigg, something, Medicine Woman. I don't know. She's got this website. She's trying to raise money for campaigning and protecting the animals in some...
I think it's in Borneo. in Indonesia.
Oh, well, she's doing something good.
Also over the break, the ACMA kept looking into this turkey slapping business. It wasn't exactly the turkey slap and it wasn't exactly Big Brother, but they opened up, I don't know if you call it a dialogue, but they were asking for submissions into reality television codes. Basically, the whole thing stems from Big Brother anyway.
Didn't they put the responses online? So the people that have sent in, they'd put some of the responses online of what people think about reality television in general.
And, well, they first of all, they got people to answer questions, things like, should reality shows be scheduled later in the night? Is the complaints process for network TV good enough? And things like that. And a lot of crackpots wrote in. all against reality TV. Most of them were religious groups, surprise, surprise. But we did get a couple of people defending it, and Tim Brunero also wrote in, and he had quite a lengthy letter about how Big Brother affected his life and how it, and focused on the positives of the show and of reality TV in general. I do have a few letters.
We've picked out two very special ones.
This first one is from D. Robinson. This is actually defending reality TV, and they make some really good points in this one. Hello, you state there is too much reality TV on per night. What about other weekly shows such as Home and Away? They are on every night with stabbings, etc., and there is no complaint about that. The people complaining about Big Brother do not have to watch it. There are several other networks they can watch it. They can watch if they don't want to watch Big Brother. Please do not place limitations on Big Brother. It is an excellent show and it is about viewers' choice. No one is forcing anyone to watch. Very good point.
That's been my point all along. If you don't want to watch it, if you don't accept, or no, if you can't deal with the fact that these are a small grab of today's society and you can't deal with that, don't watch it. Change the channel. Turn the TV off. And people complaining about their kids watching. Your kids shouldn't be watching. If you don't want to watch it, turn it off. Kids shouldn't be watching Uncut. Turn it off.
The kids thing is the main argument. One of the letters, it was from a father's association I read. I forget the exact name. But they were saying along the lines of, oh, my kids all have televisions in their bedrooms now. How am I supposed to police what they watch on TV? Hello, that is your job as a parent. It's not just because you have televisions in each of your rooms. It's not Channel 10's. It's not the government's place to regulate that. Well, to a degree, the main responsibility lies with the parents.
We have the ratings like M, MA, etc. Big Brother is always M, isn't it?
The Daily Show is PG, but they're all complaining that the Daily Show lures children in to watch Uncut.
I'm sorry, but kids who aren't Uncut is M or MA. That means that's supposed to be 15 years or older. I would expect that most kids under that age would be in bed at 9:40 or whatever time the show was on.
Well, apparently these parents don't even want to take responsibility for their own children. They don't want to have to boss them around. They'll just go, just write a complaint letter and expect Channel 10 or the government to step in and be the babysitter for their children.
I think Big Brother Uncut, or Adults Only, whatever it was called, was very tame in comparison to what gets talked about at school every day with these kids that age. Someone isn't going to watch the show and think, hey, I'm going to go do what that person on Big Brother did.
Yeah, how many turkey slaps did you see happen after? I don't see
this. I think there was one case in a schoolyard or something where some kid tried to turkey slap a girl.
Well, I don't see primary school kids going out and having rampant sex on the playgrounds, do you? I've driven past a few schools. They seem pretty happy.
They seem pretty tame.
There's no sex happening on the front porch of the school.
And is it really that bad if kids 15, 16 years old are talking about sex? I'd rather that kids knew about it and weren't so naive about that sort of thing.
Here's another letter. This one's from Mrs. Gwyneth Poulton. Thank you for this opportunity to speak out against the moral standards viewed on reality TV. Please, what are we as a nation portraying to the vulnerable in our society? Please use our TV to encourage a more healthy lifestyle. Ask yourselves, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do if he was on Big Brother?
I think he'd talk about his sex rampages. He would talk about...
He'd have some great stories about being crucified and...
This woman is probably about 400 years old, has no idea what is going on in today's society. People don't realise that these housemates are not picked from the slums of some area. They're the people that audition. They're today's society. They're not made up people. They're real people. They're people that are out there.
With Big Brother off the air, what have you been watching? What has been your reality or television fix?
Well, I've started to get slightly addicted to The Biggest Loser.
Ugh.
I hated the show last year.
I hate the show completely.
I have so many criticisms of the show, but I just watch it because I have nothing else to watch, really.
Well, the one thing I've noticed is they've sort of phased out the American trainers.
What's with that? They were good.
They're in the credits at the beginning, but then they're just gone.
And what's with these new people? They're not... They wanted to make the show more Australian, apparently, but we stole the idea from the US. Why not have the US trainers? At least we're giving them some sort of... what's the word? I don't know.
Well, Adro from last year's show has basically sold out big time. He's doing that big Subway.
With the packet of chips chasing him through the garden area.
And sorry, Adro, but Subway is not healthy. If you look at their nutritional info...
8 grams of fat or less.
It doesn't matter about how much fat's in it. Though their bread is loaded with sodium. And I'm not going to spend my time slagging out Subway because it sucks. But, well, Adro is basically sold out. And I've also noticed he's been doing a lot of promotional speaking in the same sort of line that Johnny from Big Brother 1 is doing. It's all for get-rich-quick scams or these sign up for a weekend seminar, $100 plus. Yeah, he's just capitalizing big time.
And also, you were telling me just before that, remember if you watched Adro last year on the show, he had lots of piercings and...
He's had to take his piercings out for the Subway ads.
Go to your local Subway and look at the giant placard of Adro and all the piercings are gone.
He still wears them. He just for some reason had to take them out because they're not healthy or something. Big Brother's basically the only show I watch on Channel 10 apart from The Simpsons and Futurama. Because I just can't stand the channel anymore.
Futurama's not even on anymore because of The Biggest Loser.
Mm. I just don't like how Channel 10 operates anymore. I sort of have this grudge against them because they don't run a very intelligent channel. It's basically just garbage. except Big Brother.
Yeah, but we've been running a website on it for 6 years.
I've been watching a lot of stuff on pay TV, like Girls of the Playboy Mansion is the most trashy gold show you could watch. If you have Foxtel, you've got to watch this one. It's on E! Channel. I've also been watching The Hills on MTV. That's a spin-off of Laguna Beach. It's golden trash. I don't know what else to say.
I wonder what the complaints have been for those types of shows, because they're the same sort of concept, except they're not in solitary. They're real people.
Well, it's a little different because there's a lot of post-production on those shows. It doesn't really look like a reality show. It looks like a soap. But
it is, quote, reality, end quote. So after that very negative first podcast for 2007...
Not all negative.
Not all negative. I do actually have high hopes for this season. It's the seventh year. Last year, towards the end, we sort of see them taking on some suggestions that they've had and learning from their mistakes.
If it's going to be another revamped year, like I was talking about before, then, I mean, go for it. Seasons 3 and 5 were, in my opinion, the best. I just don't want to see things happen again and again and it gets stale.
They've really got to go all out this year because the ratings have gone down slightly. Well, not slightly. They've been going down ever since season 4, maybe. They're slowly going down. So they really have to go all out this year.
So on that fantastic note, we'll end this podcast. We're working on getting podcast lines back up again so you can call in, leave us a message. When that happens, we'll alert you on the front page of the website. And the new site is in development. It will come later.
In shocking high definition, as Gretel would say.
Yeah, I have a... Because I bought a plasma. Well, I didn't buy a plasma, but I have a plasma now this year with a HD tuner in it. I'm not looking forward to the Gretel close-ups.
A whole 42 inches of Gretel.
Anyway, we really have to end this podcast now.
Bye, guys.
Listen, mate.